This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to InTheMoneyStocks.com. Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. It's 11/11/2020. This is show number 157. Well, it's a holiday. I think the post office might be closed, but the markets are open. So, Nick, Veterans Day, a big thank you to all of our veterans out there who've really, many of you have paid the ultimate price. You've sacrificed so much for a country that often appears doesn't appreciate your work, but some of us do.
Yeah, and I'd like to say that first and foremost, thank you to all of our veterans, and we should never forget really everything that they've done, the bravery and efforts that go into being a veteran. It's really quite something. I have an uncle that was shot, lost part of his leg, and he has no regrets to this very day. He was in the Vietnam War, so. Again, I always salute our veterans, and today is Veterans Day, and everybody should remember the country we live in and the freedom that we have is because of the brave men and women that are veterans of this country. So, again, a big thank you there.
Yeah, and it's amazing that I think the Marine Corps, Nick, is 246 years old now this year.
Quite something.
Not many institutions in the United States have lasted that long. In the New World, and you go to the UK, they have a lot of history and a lot of tradition and entities that have been around since almost the beginning of time, it seems. Well, so the markets, what are they doing? They're up slightly today?
Yeah, today we have a little bit of a mixed tape. Recently, we've had some distribution in the NASDAQ. We've seen money come out of there. But today, the NASDAQ is a strong horse. So today, the NASDAQ's up 1.25%. And that's a nice little move, but the last 2 days we've really seen money come out of the NASDAQ and go elsewhere. Today we're seeing the opposite. We're seeing the NASDAQ catching a bid, the Russell, the Dow, and the S&P 500. Well, the S&P now is positive by about 0.5%. So we're seeing the Dow and the Russell lag a little bit today, but they're way overbought and they've had really tremendous moves. So not unusual to see this kind of balancing or somewhat of a little bit of a rotation type move take place today, but we are seeing technology as the strong horse today.
Interesting. Well, you know, nothing goes Benjamin Graham used to say, the tree does not grow to the sky. So of course there's going to be rotation. Many naysayers out there, doomers, are predicting that once this rally's over, we're going down and going down big.
Well, that could be the case, but you have to always look at what's in play right now. You have a lot of seasonality in play. You have the holidays. When we get into next year, that's a whole different set of cards that we'll be looking at that point in time. Plus, we have this election that's looming. You know, we do not have a clear victor yet. Although the mainstream media will say Joe Biden is the president-elect, that really is not the case at this point in time. So. Again, people are starting to really question everything that's going on in the media. They're saying, why is the media doing this? Why have they, been reporting the way they have over the last 4 years, so biased? So there's a lot of questions out here. But when we look at the markets right now, we have lots of stocks that are overbought, lots of stocks into resistance, and we're getting a pullback in the Dow and the Russell, but the NASDAQ showing some strength today. So the party goes on.
The party goes on until the party ends, and we go back to that old saying that you're so fond of, the trend is your friend, except at the end, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, so hey, we're going to do a quick show today, but gold and silver, they're backing and filling today.
Backing and filling today. Today you have gold on the GLD down 71 cents. If you're looking at gold futures today, they're down $14. Silver today via the SLV is higher by about 7 cents. And then if you look at silver futures, it's down about 21 cents. So really mixed bag of tricks there, a little bit more of a pullback than anything else. But again, this is just more of that chop, up, down, up, down, up, down. It stays very range bound. So again, I don't think there's a problem, but like I said, in the past, I think we're forming a more pronounced consolidation pattern that is on a larger time frame, and that will take some time to play out.
All right. Well, I think we will leave it at that. We just got a couple of comments here that we should probably address. One person is still nervous about options, said, is it better to just stay out of the options market now?
Yeah, I just understand that all options come with risk. You have to know what you're doing. You know, the way I trade options is basically off of the chart pattern. But if it's a little bit riskier, that's when I do it with an option. If it's, I think I have a good opportunity to make money there, I'll do it. I'll just actually own the stock outright or short the stock outright. But options do come with a lot of risk because you're playing with time. And time, when it elapses, you know, your option loses intrinsic value. So you have to be careful when trading options. Make sure you know what you're doing, but always, always, always trade off a chart pattern, and that will give you your best opportunity.
Okay, and we should point out that we got burned on USO because we had that incident where oil was trading at negative prices, and they reorganized the whole USO ETF, and that led to options expiring worthless, even though oil went pretty much higher from when we first purchased those options.
Yeah, and that's a great example of why I used options in that case. I did not buy oil, but I liked the opportunity of maybe making money on oil if it went higher. So I did buy USO call options. They expired worthless, and basically I lost the premium that I paid for the option. But on the other hand, you know, that's why I took that risk. I just said, let me go buy USO oil via oil that way. And again, it didn't work out because of the restructuring. Had they not restructured, you know, that would have been probably a 100% winner. But that's sometimes the way it works in the options world.
Yeah, well, you know, hey, for every one that you lose, hopefully you got a lot more winners than that. And when you do get the winners, hopefully they're big winners. And really, it's just a question of you're not going to win them all.
No, you're not going to win them all. And again, that's why you do it with options, because it's a bit riskier. But this week, I've had a really good week for options. I've closed out GlaxoSmithKline for 15%, Cisco Systems for 85%, Sanofi for 36%, the S&P 500 for 30%, and MGM for 20%. I mean, it's just been one after another. So it's been a good run, but there are the occasion 100% losers. You're going to get them. And if anybody tells you otherwise that that's not going to happen in the options world, you know, they're not telling you the truth.
All right. Here's a funny comment from the YouTube channel, and I think you'll get a chuckle out of it. Nick, no, man. Solar is here. Batteries are improving by the day, and Tesla is leading in battery technology. No question. Can't argue about that. First time I hear you on the wrong side of the trade. This is sad.
I'm not sure really what he's referring to, but maybe it was my comment about solar and how I just, you know, I don't own an electric car. I had a hybrid once. I think it was the biggest waste of money I ever spent. And again, I'm still not, I still don't own any electric vehicle at this point in time.
Yeah, well, hey, I think perhaps they are the future. Electric vehicles, certainly. How they get powered, whether it's hydrogen fuel cells, which do in the long run make a lot more sense because you just fill the thing up with water and then it works its magic, or batteries, you know, the jury is out. We don't know. But yes, Tesla has a near insurmountable lead in terms of batteries right now. But that isn't necessarily going to be the future. In any event, that's it for today. Go over to InTheMoneyStocks.com, see Nick's trading record, all those winners that he's recently gotten. And while you're at it, take a look at the Twitter feeds, at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, at Kerry Lutz. Keep your emails coming, KL@KerryLutz.com. And Nick, we will talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds great, Kerry.
And so concludes another episode of Daily Market Wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Be sure to go to his website, InTheMoneyStocks.com. Don't forget the Twitter feeds, at ITMS and at NickSantiago01.